Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So it's funny how Breitbart reports it versus the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jobless claims this morning below 1 million for the first time in the pandemic. Under a million for the first time since March-ish, middle, beginning of March. Inquirer, but that's still a lot. You know, no hopeful sign there. There can be no hope. Keep people burdened that there's no hope out there with any of this stuff. That's the goal. Then magically, the day after the election, it'll be all hope. So jobless claims below 1 million for the first time in the pandemic, indicating how strong this economy was beneath all that's going on. All right. Thanks to all the people sending emails, tracking my way of thinking. I am looking constantly around the country, but particularly here in the Delaware Valley, for signs that the great silent majority, particularly out in the suburbs, when it comes to their police and support of the police, are rising up. Don't think grandiose. Don't think it's got to be 1,000 people. If 5 people get on the street corner holding up signs, "We support the police," back the blue, honk your horn, that to me counts big time. We need to do that. Anybody can do that in your neighborhood. We have a guy in Montgomery County, it's taken off, doing things like that. We have people selling all kinds of thin blue lines. Back the police. You know what it's about. Make the police the issue, particularly in the suburbs. Are people really going to go with this mob that's after the police, no matter how crazed they are over what the media is telling them? I don't think so. So we played you, and before the end of this hour, I'm going to play it again. DJ happened to snag this one, and Dan pulled down a lot of sound from this soccer player for the Dallas team. Mad because when they took a knee last night, it's the first time they had spectators there, apparently, there was a lot of booing. And this guy just went nuts. How dare you? You're booing Black Lives Matter? How could you boo something like this? No, we're booing you punks who are attacking people who put their lives on the line. We know it. Just spit it out. Be a man and just spit it out. You don't like the police. You blame the police for everything.
I think it was disgusting. I think it was absolutely disgusting. You got fans booing you for people taking a stand for what they believe in when millions of other people support this cause.
Just think of this guy's logic. Well, millions of other people say it, so if that's the case, you can't have a different opinion. They have a right to interrupt a soccer game and the performance of their job, which is to stand at attention for the national anthem, by this nonsense. But the fans don't have a right to show their displeasure. To Dan's point, their displeasure could be, hey, you're out of your lane. I came here to see a soccer game. Don't ask me why, but their choice, nil to nil. And this is what I didn't come here for your politics or my point. I know exactly what this is about, and I'm going to put it on the line. Let's talk about the cops, Mr. Midfielder, on the pitch. How many soccer terms do I know? He's a defenseman.
Yeah,
just imagine a guy defending in a nil-nil thing. Oh, my God. How many soccer terms do I know? The pitch, midfielder, defenseman, goalie, shootout, boredom. I like the guy that does goal, 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 goal 72 times because they only scored one goal. But even the world of soccer now is all about this. All right, joining us is Nick Finelli. Nick has started his own Back the Blue rally event this Saturday. I believe it's at 10 a.m. over in Havertown Township. And it's going to be interesting to see how this is received because Delaware County is the hotbed of a lot of Black Lives Matter stuff, but also these protests that citizens or rallies have organized, like one in Parkside last night on Edgemont Avenue near Brookhaven, with people holding up signs. I love the one guy's sign. Instead of give peace, all we're saying is give peace a chance. His sign said, all we are saying is give police a chance. I love it. They're out there. It could be a half hour, hour, bunch of them. Get people to honk for it. You're saying, what's the good of that? It rallies people on the way home. They say, thank God, I've been looking for this. You know, people are busy raising their kids, dealing with COVID, doing their job and all the rest of it. So when some citizen takes it upon themselves, impromptu or otherwise, in any way, shape or form, that's a celebration to me. I want to know about it. Doesn't have to be huge numbers of people. Okay? It gives lie that it's people sitting and listening to the media, the world has turned. People no longer support the police. Not so. All right, let's go to the organizer of this event, Nick Finelli, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, welcome in. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, good to be with you again.
So,
I'd
Nick,
like to point out first. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to know, you know, let's get exactly where this is, the time and the purpose, Nick. Go ahead.
Okay, it'll be Saturday, August 15th at 10 a.m. at the Haverford Township parking lot by the police station and the administration building. It's a large area, and we thought we'd have a hard time filling it. I'm going to use the word massive for the number of people that have responded to this. I go out and knock on doors for DASHA for Congress, and everywhere I've gone in the past 3 weeks, the number one issue among everyone is public safety and law and order. They're coming out of the woodwork now. People are fed up. These police are out there. They're a deterrent to crime. And if we get rid of the police, we'll become a nation of chaos. But we have put this together with, it wasn't me, it was a whole group of people in Havertown. And now I'm getting calls from all over the state of people coming in here. We've got between 6 and 12 biker groups coming in. And these aren't gangs. These are veterans, Bikers for Trump. It's just massive. You can tell by my voice, I'm very excited for this.
Well, I am excited for you because I, as you know, support this type of thing. I've done my own events. I know how hard it is even to draw 50 people. So I hope it's thousands or at least 100 or so that come, Nick. And Nick, holding it is smart there. The cops will see that. And second of all, agitators or others who want to come provoke trouble, they get a stray person, then the media like the Delco Times, which is progressive sadly now, they pounce on this and they make it about that rather than the effort that you're putting in and people coming from around the state to do one thing, to honor and support the police.
Absolutely. This is not a political event. This is an effort of the community to honor the police. They put their lives on the line every single day. They are so excited about this. Every time I talk to a police officer, like, wow, I can't believe you guys are doing this. Which, of course, how better a way to honor you but by standing there and applauding you?
Absolutely.
You know,
now,
instead
Nick,
of one voice, it's going to be hundreds.
Yep. Nick, the event, I'm told, will last about an hour. And I love this part. It'll follow by a patriotic rally at Tip O'Leary's restaurant on Westchester Pike in Havertown. I know Tip O'Leary's. There's a lot of great Irish restaurants out there and bars, certainly, in the Havertown area. So that's a nice touch to cap that off.
Well, what we're going to do over there is everyone's invited to attend over there. We're going to be selling hot dogs to make the governor happy, to make sure everybody must buy a hot dog. They're $2 a piece. $1 goes to the police department. We're also going to be selling 50-50 tickets. Half of that money goes to the police department. And then the one thing I'm really proud that we're going to do, we're setting up a voter registration table. No politics. If you are not registered to vote, come on out there. We'll get you registered, and you'll be able to voice your opinion November 3rd.
Absolutely. Now, is there a Facebook page? We've given all the details, but people like to know. It reassures them, or they pass it on, Nick. And we want to drum up even more people, because Habertown is very centrally located. From anywhere, you can get there within a half hour, 40 minutes. So what's the Facebook page? Is that where you have all this?
We've got it on 13 different sites right now.
Okay.
I'm going to repost this afternoon. We have a final meeting with the police department to go over the details. And before I put the details in print, I just want to make sure everything is okay with the police department and the township. We want this to be a great event, and we don't want any problems. And I am not doing anything but walking around and make sure everybody adheres to the rules.
Well, are you expecting counter protesters?
Look, you can expect anything. I haven't seen any signs of any organized counter protests. And anybody's welcome to come over there and, you know, listen. I've gone to rallies for people who think different from me, and, and I listen.
I don't
scream and yell. I don't spit on police officers. Everybody has a right to their opinion in this country, and we're going to express our right to back these police up. They're just they're the glue that holds our country together. We can't let it go away.
Well, this is the type of thing, Nick, you don't know how far this goes. Not just the people there, but people love this. It inspires them. It tells them the world is still sane. That's exactly what's going on. And it's a lot of fun when people get together, particularly afterward at Tip O'Leary's. It's a festival. It's a celebration of America and the police. So good luck with this. And I want to tell you right now, we'll put you on hold. Dan just wants to book you for Monday because I want a blow-by-blow account of everything that happened.
I absolutely want to do that, but I'd like to say one more thing. Organizing this can get a little complicated, and anybody out there that wants to do it for their own police department, reach out to me, and I'll help you get it organized. We've got banners. We've got everything that we could lend you, and we want to keep this thing going forever.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.